Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Greetings, you're listening to Guiding Stars Evolutionary Astrology Radio. This is Kristen Fontana, and I'm here with my co-host, Rose Marcus. Welcome, Rose.
Hello, everyone.
All right, you know, I don't usually start our time together with something like this, but I have to, because we were laughing a lot right before we started, and it felt really good. Didn't it feel good?
Yeah, it did,
But I read something recently that a friend of mine posted something that children laugh 600 times a day.
Oh, cool.
And adults laugh 50 to 100 times. And I have to say, I don't know if I laugh 50 or 200 times a day. Do you? but you know, you've got a little grandbaby, and you're probably laughing a lot more than you used to.
Oh, and, you know, and she does. She laughs, and she smiles, and she coos, and I just think it's wonderful. And laughter is the best medicine, right? We have to find it. This world is full of so much anger and, you know, and so much aggression and so much like volatility. And, you know, we're not very nice to one another, for God's sake. And just to have some sweet moments, you know, some joyful moments, like joy. That's what that should be the ambition.
Right. Well, that's what children teach us. They remind us that, you know, we can have it in a moment. You know, they're not thinking about the next minute. They're right in the moment. And that's what they teach us. But there's such an effect on the nervous system as well. And we are recording this in between eclipses, which always ramps up our nervous system. Right. I was actually really encouraged with this total lunar eclipse in Virgo on March 14th, because of its trine to Uranus. And what that allows us to do, it doesn't mean that things aren't stressful or that emotions aren't peaking, but allows us to channel that energy in a way that's more objective. Why am I feeling this way? Why do I feel triggered by this or that? And so I do think it had that effect. We're in between eclipses. The energy is still very high. By the time you hear this, we may have reached the partial solar eclipse in Aries on Saturday, March 29th. We're recording this a few days prior. And the energy spills into the weeks that follow. Even for the next 6 months, you will be working on everything that is up for you right now. But it is important to find a semblance of balance. Venus and Mercury are both retrograde in Aries, although, wait, has Venus retrograde back into Pisces?
Just
today?
As of the recording that we're doing now, Venus is backing into Pisces. It started in Aries, backed into Pisces.
Yes, that feels good. And I felt that because we go from Aries, which can really inflame the emotions and we can feel triggered by the world and what we watch and witness. With Pisces, we want to surrender to all that that hard energy. We want to withdraw, find peace, and Mercury will follow her on Saturday, March 29th, the same day as this partial solar eclipse. We are straddling fire and water. Fire and rain, I was writing about in my newsletter. That's like a James Taylor song, isn't it? way back when. How are you feeling within all of this? How do you explain this straddling between fire and water right now?
Oh, you know, it is, it's really quite amazing, but I'll tell you, the fire and water, you know, these planets, Venus and Mercury, have moved through Pisces already and moved into Aries, and now they're backing into Pisces again and will return to Aries. So we have this double, like Pisces, Aries. And along with that too, we've had, of course, the sun in Pisces month, and now we're in Aries, you know, coming up to Aries. Well, we're in Aries month as well too, so it's back and forth. And I think the first pass of the Pisces transits, you know, this is when things are on brew. And as they move into Aries, we just had this little temporary and now back again. It's kind of like we've got some information now. And now that it's back into Pisces, it is taking that information of just the past couple of weeks and allowing that to kind of simmer. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the water that's been on brew, you know, it's not quite at boil yet. You know, it's just back there. It's not quite ready for a full strength tea, so to speak.
I like that.
You know, not quite ready, you know, not quite ready. But I do think that this particular period of time with Venus and Mercury retrogrades back into Pisces, along with the trigger of a partial solar eclipse on the 29th at 9 degrees of Aries, with all this Pisces energy backing it up. You know, I think that this is very, very potent. So we're just getting the, you know, allow yourself a little bit more time. This is what we do with retrogrades, you know, pull back a little bit. But I really think that this partial solar eclipse is time for action. And we see this, you know, so we've needed this extra little burst of Pisces energy here to really fully infuse the moment with all of the energy that it needs to click into action, actionable delivery time.
Oh, so good. Infuse.
Infused.
Perfect word. And the tea bag needs to soak a little longer, right?
Yeah, you want full strength in terms of whatever that, you know, whatever's been seeping, whatever has been on brew, you know, you let that, so it's a full body. It's a rich body. And this is what's happening just with this solar eclipse.
So it's, you want it to steep longer before you take a drink and before you serve it yourself. How about that?
Yeah. With an emphasis on serving it yourself, right? You know, because this is, it, you know, it's a full, a solar eclipse, a new moon in Aries. And I've said this over the past couple of radio shows, and I've been saying it to all my clients as well, too. My slogan for this whole period of time is, out of nothing comes something, out of something comes everything.
Oh,
and
love
this
that.
Is all at once, right? You know, that's that, like, I'm uncertain. I'm not quite sure. I can't quite feel my way. Trigger, boom.
Wow, that is amazing. And it's so true. So not only are we in the midst of these eclipses, or, you know, still actively hot in the middle of the, of that portal at the very tail end, but we will be propelled into April is my sense. There's such strong transits happening in April, even with Venus and Mercury retrograde in Pisces. It is like being launched out of the water with this eclipse, because it's a supermoon eclipse, even though it's a partial, it's in Aries, it's fiery, but the supermoon means that it's closest to the Earth in its orbit, so it not only appears big, it feels big. And so, and as we move into April, we've got Uranus so strategically positioned all month, especially to Saturn. So I want to talk about all of this, but really with Saturn still in Pisces as well, we've got, and Neptune on Sunday, March 30th, we'll move into Aries. My goodness, more fire and water.
You know, I have to say, Kristen, I just had this image come into my head of Neptune, you know, Poseidon, you know, like, you know, down there in the ocean on a chariot with this with this sword, and just cutting through the ocean and rising above in the surface where the sun is shining, and it's riding in a chariot with this sword, you know, in front, like, you know, the Ace of Swords out of the tarot, just, you know, smashing at them, you know, breaking all the waves as they come, like riding on the surface of the ocean there. And it's just this dynamic Neptune Poseidon image that I have here. And that's that, like, it's an interesting image that I have here of breaking the waves. You know, we talk about this in terms of, separate wave back to ocean and, you know, the separate waves that rise up out of the ocean. And this is this Neptune in Aries cutting each one of those, along its pathway here. And as it cuts, it is, it's a creative synthesis right there of potentiality and reality, the meet up of the two of those, you know, action producing, results, you know, opening up the pathway forward.
Oh, I love that.
You know,
creative synthesis and cutting through that wave. The wave is the wave of desire that we all have for something, for someone, for action, right? The wave that separates from the sea is lifting up. It's separating. We are emerging, right, with this solar eclipse in Aries. But it's also piercing the illusion that can happen with all this Pisces energy. So what is it that you are needing to see clearly now? You will be shown. You will be experiencing things that you have maybe had a false idea around. Maybe someone's true colors are being shown to you. Pay attention. You will be shown with cunning clarity. For sure, the last week of April will be so revealing. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
Oh, yeah. You know, a word I want to use is instantaneous. You know, that's that feel about it, you know, instantaneous knowledge that comes out, instantaneous download or instantaneous. It's the instincts, the impulses for action that are synchronized with the moment, based on all of the potentials coming together, this congruence, this, you know, this way that they all merge together at the same time so that the actionable moment is timed.
Everything is timed. While astrology cannot cause anything to happen itself, it is a reflection of life. It's a reflection of this journey that we're all on. And wow, it's, I don't know about you, Rose, but in all my years as an astrologer, I've just never seen anything quite like this.
It's amazing. This lineup is just amazing.
It really is. So Mercury is going to be retrograde until April 7th, but just prior to that, we have a whole stellium of planets in Pisces, Saturn, Venus, Mercury, the North Node, which is your future, all conjunct here in early April. And Mars has been trining Saturn. It's going to be trining this stellium. Mars in Cancer, trining this stellium of planets in Pisces. Mars rules Aries, which is where this eclipse is on Saturday, March 29th. It's Neptune, which rules Pisces, is moving into Aries. Here we go again. You have to take notes. You got to keep track of Kristen right now. We got to keep going back and forth with these archetypes, but it is total. So we have Mars as the ruler for Aries in Cancer, another water sign where it's been retrograde at the end of last year, early this year, finally direct, finally picking up speed, won't clear the shadow of the retrograde until early May. But it is moving in such, it is an emotional, it's the inner movement that we experience that allows for this instantaneous awareness that says, oh, I see now. I get it. This is where I'm supposed to go. This is how I'm supposed to direct my life. This is who that person really is. And also I would say this, because I love the elevation that I feel in this energy. We can only evolve through the emotional body, which means we can only evolve through the water elements. The fire inspires us to swim, but the water moves us. It moves us closer to ourself. It moves us closer to God. It moves us back home to ourselves. And so with Mars and Cancer trining this exceptional alignment, planets in Pisces early April, while also forming a sextile to Uranus in Taurus. I mean, talk about boom, trigger, wow, door open. I mean, I don't know. That is just, yeah. I was holding my head while I was looking at these.
I love that what you said about the water moving you. You know, water carries you as well too, right? You know, so let it carry you. And you have to know that what is in play right now has already been in play for the past 2 months. Really, this whole Piscean Aries thing, it started at the beginning of February with Venus and Mercury and Saturn. It's all this convergence on the North Node, right? And so the North Node position here, it sets up environmental conditions that are optimized, right? I would say it's kind of like setting the stage and then you get to go do the play, right? You know, so it sets up the dynamics of that. But as we move through this period of time, all the potentiality and everything that's floating around and everything that's nebulous and everything that is in the maybe or the iffy category, when the Aries transits take over, it's going to be a sense of, oh my God, this is so obvious. You know, the direction forward, right? I can't figure it out. It's like, I just all of a sudden can see. It's the clarity that comes with Aries archetype. And Aries is a direct archetype. It's very simplistic. It's very targeted. It can be very clear. So out of this nebulousness, we can have like, I wish I'd had my eyes open 2 weeks ago or 3 months ago or, you know, or whenever, you know, but I'm seeing it now. It doesn't matter. There's been a certain amount of not being able to have that clarity, not being able to have that, that sureness or that assurity in anything that has been allowing for the whole, the fullness of the creative process to carry on. Is, you know, when you have the awareness, perhaps, you know, prior to this, you might have negated or, you know, not included something that was necessary. So through this potential, it allows for all of the variables to be brought into the mix. Right, you know, so that we're not missing any of the elements once we do that tally, once that score is all added up. So it's an interesting period for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, if things aren't clear right now, like you use the word nebulous, it's such a great Pisces word. Potentiality is also Pisces mixed with Aries. Really, just give yourself a little more time. I definitely can feel in early April, if not before, a real parting of the clouds will happen, even parting of the waters. entering April.
Yeah, and another thing that, you know, of course, we do this with Mercury retrograde, which we're in Mercury retrograde right now till the 7th of April, but what we always know that Mercury retrograde is going to reveal something that we didn't see, right? You know, it's always, we have a cautionary note just prior to Mercury retrograde is, you know, don't hurry up and try to nail things down, because once the retrograde happens, some other thing is going to come in that might change your decision making or change the scope of whatever you're into. Well, that's the same thing with this Pisces Aries thing as well too. Pisces is an archetype of revelation and exposure. What you see here is that, you know, as that transit moves along, you see what you didn't see before, you know, and that's a matter of all of that potentiality. It's on brew. This, I've said this before about Saturn. We're spending 2.5 years with Saturn in Pisces. Saturn is in Pisces dissolves. It dissolves the reality. It dissolves the boundaries. It dissolves the borders. It dissolves everything. But as it's working through that dissolving process, What is under the surface, what's on brew, is now getting to its time is right moment. That's Saturn, the archetype of time, right? You know, so we have two phases of that, what's dissolving and what's on brew that's getting ready for its time is right moment. And this is all what Pisces does, is reveal that which is on brew, which is now starting to develop more dimension, more shape, more form.
Yeah, I was writing
a few notes while you're talking. It's like waking up from a deep sleep also, right?
Yes.
It's like, oh my gosh, I feel like I've been asleep my whole life, you know? There's this really wild trilogy. I'm sure a lot of people have remembered or will remember this when I say it. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, very intense trilogy. And it's, the original series was in Sweden, and then they did an American version, but there's this great line in the movie. It says, what's hidden in the snow comes forth in the thaw.
Great quote.
Right?
Yeah.
And
yes.
So that feels very Saturn and Pisces as well, you know, that that frozen sort of frozen water, and then it melts with Aries as Saturn enters Aries at end of May, and even Neptune in Aries on March 30th, that what's frozen, what people have not been seeing, you know, that will melt with that Aries element. And then you're left with seeing, okay, now what? Now what do I do with what I'm seeing? And it's not all bad. I'm not trying to frighten or rattle anybody. It's more about, you know, the truth is always what we want. But it also can be an incredible reality that you're staring at, or just untapped potential within yourself, desires that you have, and maybe you haven't had the courage ever to go after them. Maybe you haven't had the courage to leave a relationship where you're not getting what you need, or the courage to leave the job where you're feeling undervalued. There's also that. I mean, there's so much potential.
And with that, we have to go to a break.
We'll be back.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed, personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KRISTIN Fontana.com.
Okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit SpaFinders.com. At SpaFinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on SpaFinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, I'm feeling relaxed already.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way? I spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
All right, we have returned. And Rose, I just want to know from you, a solar eclipse in Aries, it's about new beginnings and new projects, new desires launched. How can people, well, an eclipse, you know, a lot of things happen that are unexpected that we can't prepare or plan for, so we can't get real rigid in that planning. But how would you suggest people work with this energy?
Well, and that's exactly it. A new moon is, or I meant to say a solar eclipse is a more potent new moon, right? And this one is Aries. And Aries is not pre-planning, right? It isn't a game plan. Aries is instinct and impulse, right? So this particular eclipse, I think it sparks something fresh. So the way to work with this particular solar eclipse is to be ready to act, ready for action. This is a matter of when you feel the inspiration, when you feel the impulse, when you feel the need, you need to pick up and go now, not, you know, 2 weeks from now, or, you know, it should be action in the moment. You say it, you do it, you go for it now. And, you know, you and I are both strong Aries, right? And I love these moments when I have just gotten a fire in the belly and I've just gone for it, right? You know, and it's like, and things just fall into place really quickly and boom, 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 and, you know, done deal. And I'm so proud of myself because it took, you know, seconds flat for me to get it done, right?
Well, we just made a decision on the break in seconds flat.
Yeah.
I said something, you agreed, and I'm like, let's do it. Okay, go. That's an Aries energy. So
yeah, and that is always fantastic. Now, Aries is about courage, it's about initiative, it's about independent action. So in this case, you can't wait for the group to follow you, or you can't wait for a consensus. If you feel inspired or motivated or charged, it is time for action. Now, having said that, of course, with Aries, you know, it is fired up and do it. But we also have to know that Aries tends to be rash and, you know, can be hot-headed and so on. So what is the root of that passion, of that instinct and so on? If it is anger-based, Aries works on, Aries is a real strong about morality and justice and all that kind of stuff, but you have to be a little bit careful about, how that action is taking, place in terms of, you know, inspired initiative is great. If it is going to be something that is, along the lines of, punishment or, you know, payback or these kinds of things, you might want to think about refining that action. Do you know? I always think, you know, the Aries, the higher principle, and that's Pisces, in terms of what is of higher value, principle, and meaning. Fantastic. That's the Aries piece of it. What would be in the highest good for you? And if it's in the highest good for you, is it also in the highest good for everyone else? You know, like, for example, if I'm in a relationship where, you know, I'm in an abusive relationship or it's not serving me any very, very well, if I leave that relationship, it is filtering down to everyone else as well, too, right? You know, that would be a positive use of independent initiative, right?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah. Exactly. Not putting on the boxing gloves and staying in the ring and yeah.
Yeah, you know, beating it to death, right?
Exactly.
You know, to know the difference about the two of those. But this is really good for pioneering, for initiating, for starting, for fresh starts. So I would say the best use of this solar eclipse is, what would be a fresh start for you that would be inspiring or exciting, or, you know, something that you feel like, ah, I've always wanted to do this and I need to give it a try right now.
That's right. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, your instinct will be speaking to you. You don't, you know, it's just going to come up. This unbridled energy will just, you know, it really will rise within you. And so try not to overthink it once it arrives. Just allow it to emerge. And then you'll have the Mercury retrograde and the Venus retrograde to see how you can add more color and detail to this desire that you have. And ask yourself this question. Does what I want reflect my evolution? Does what I want or what I feel or think I want even, or what my body is telling me I want, will it lead me forward? Will it allow me to expand my consciousness or help me grow? This is the first question you ask. And when so much Pisces is there representing an elevation, Pisces is an elevation. It also is a surrendering to the past or to the way of the past if it's not supporting the way forward. So there is that combination of energy. So while you might have these ideas and desires, you're not off to the races yet with a couple of retrograde planets. You might have to give it a little time or prepare or work with your schedule in order to make it happen, right? So that's something to note too. Venus will not move direct until the 12th, for example, of April.
I love that. Is what I want serving my evolution or serving my forward? You know, that immediately conjures up for me, how do I extricate myself or untangle myself, you know? And that would be something to think about, because it's the enmeshment, the entanglement piece that that gets us kind of off center. Where Aries is very simple, it's very straightforward, it's very clean cuts, right?
Very straightforward, very clean. It's like fire. It just burns right into the center of something, right? There's no fog with Aries.
Yeah.
You mix it with all this Pisces energy and there will be fog. There'll be fire and fog. I saw this incredible woman, image of a woman walking through fire. She was walking in water through fire. I said, wow. Now that says it all right there. To be wading in water while you're walking through fire. Fire is the greatest purifier of things. Water will wash us clean. It's like a double representation of purifying your past, purifying the places within you that need to be set free or purged, and then the fire being this greatest purifier, along with this inspiring, motivating energy, right, to move into our future in Aries fashion, instinctually. Pure instinct is Aries. You're not thinking about it, and you're not hesitating, because any hesitation will create a kink in the energy, and then you stop and you delay. And you want to just keep moving in an Aries momentum. That's how, you know, we all want. That's what we all want, actually, to not be interrupted. And so it's important to make sure that you wait to receive all the signs that you need, the messages, as you mentioned, during these retrogrades, until you know everything clearly or see everything rightly, I would say, it's going to be important for you to wait.
And Mars is currently traveling through the sign of Cancer. It will move into Leo. Where is it?
April
on the 17th of, 17th of April. Yeah, end of the day. So yeah, April 18. And we have worked our way through the Mars retrograde cycle, which started in Leo, backed into Cancer, and now is finishing up. And as over this next month, as the transits are moving forward, Mars forms a lovely angle to Mars in Cancer forms a lovely angle to Saturn in Pisces and Venus in Pisces. And this is interesting. Venus is it's retrograding back into Pisces, and Mercury ends retrograde on the 7th of April. And Venus ends retrograde on the 12th of April. It's late in the day, and then they're moving forward. But because of the retrograde tours, of course, Venus is a slower moving planetary body. Venus maintains a conjunction with planet Saturn between April 7 and April 24. That's like a really long holding pattern for Venus and Saturn. So this is solidifying, crystallizing in terms of the potential, right? You know, so this is a very strong dynamic. And as Venus is ending that retrograde, just at that point, Mars is a faster mover, but right at this point, at the start of the month here, there's this lovely trine. So this is the final pass of Mars through the sign of Cancer, which is, again, a statement about how do I take care of myself, or how do I feel secure here, or how do I nurture or nourish this moment in time for myself? What am I doing for myself? And I think this whole transit has been about getting more secure, developing more consistency internally in terms of how I feel I can proceed and move forward. So with these alignments here, I think we have a lot of support with the stars, a lot.
Such support.
Yeah, we have to go to a break. Can we come back and carry on? Okay.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KristinFontana.com. Fontana.com.
Have you ever wondered why you are here on this planet and what the point to all of this is? Evolutionary astrology is a natural science that allows for an understanding of the evolutionary journey of the soul from life to life. Evolutionary astrology provides a vehicle to understand prior life dynamics that have led to the reason and purpose for the life you live. It offers a depth of information and insights about each person that no other type of astrology can provide. As Jeffrey Wolf Green, the founder of evolutionary astrology, says,
"For those who wish to unveil the depth of who you actually are, I would highly recommend that you seek out qualified evolutionary astrologers such as Kristen Fontana and other graduated students of the School of Evolutionary Astrology. For those who are considering becoming an astrologer to make it a natural career, I'd recommend that you consider Jeffrey Wolf Green's School of Evolutionary Astrology, where it will assist you in answering and your clients answering a big question. Why am I here? Thanks for listening. God bless."
Okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit spafinders.com. At spafinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on spafinders.com right on our homepage. Ah. I'm feeling relaxed already.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
So Rose and I are going to give you guys an example of following an instinctual desire that you have. On the break, I said, hey, we should do this with video and put up charts so we can teach everybody what we're seeing. So it will give you the option to listen to us or to watch us hang out together in the space that we love as friends, old friends and colleagues. And so our next show is going to be on video on YouTube.
Yeah, and thank you to everyone who has been a loyal follower all these years. And hopefully this is a good way to move forward.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can still hang out on the listening front if you want and just listen your way through the show, or you can learn a little bit and we're going to teach you as we go as well. So that sounds like fun. One thing I wanted to mention was the Venus piece. So Mars is going to trine Saturn and Venus and Mercury. They are forming a new phase conjunction. In evolutionary astrology, we work a great deal with the aspects of these planets. Like where are they in their evolution? Are they just starting something new or culminating something? We always think of culminating something, healing something, bringing something full circle when we think of Pisces. When we think of Aries and Mars, it's about initiating something, first sign of the zodiac. So depending on what side planets are, like, for example, when Venus is behind Saturn, which it is going to be after the 5th, it's going to retrograde behind Saturn after this beautiful trine that Mars makes to that lineup. Like you said, Rose, it's crystallizing something, a dream you're having, a vision you're getting. And so from that April, May 5th period, or the 7th, Venus will back behind Saturn then, and not then come in front of Saturn again until the 25th of April. So that means from the 7th, the 5th or the 7th, that little time period, until the 25th, that Venus is in another culminating phase with Saturn, right? So as you said, there's not only are new things beginning, but we're still having to wrap something up during that period. Venus may be moving direct again as the 12th of April, but will still be traveling behind Saturn until the 25th, I believe, is the day. So there's still this new phase culminating energy for that entire period of time. Mars will have entered Leo on the 18th of April. So there's fire and there's new energy, but we're still having to prepare for something. I hope that was clear.
Yeah, and the other thing about that culminating pattern that I always like to remind people of, that I always get a little excited about, is that mostly we're doing the culminating, but we're also doing seeding. And that seeding is for the future. Like, that's what really gets me charged up. And more potent seeding right now because of these retrogrades and back and forth and the eclipse. And the eclipse, as I've said many times, is like plucking the string of a musical instrument. It reverberates over a period of time. So the eclipses that happened in March, and especially the one that we're talking about right now at the end of March, with Mercury backing into Pisces on that day and Neptune moving forward into Aries on the next day, such a potent convergence right there. The eclipse is setting a dynamic up for down the road, right? So we've got this very, very potent, see what happens there, move it out of the way. If it is receding from your life, if it is a dissolving influence, let it go and allow that which is starting now to teem with life. Give it enough room to grow and give it enough room to take over the front runner position. Because that's exactly Aries. And this is, there's so much support here.
You know, with Neptune in Aries on Sunday, the 30th, right after this eclipse, it's the seed of new potential, right? We're seeding something. And when you plant a seed, it's going into the earth. So it's still hidden. Neptune, Pisces, it's hidden. The seed, when we seed something, it's maybe we're seeding it within our soul. We're seeding it within ourselves. Maybe it's a meditation practice that you're starting, and the way that you nurture that seed is you water it. You sit every day. You spend time every day cultivating this practice. So by seeding something, you're committing to something, and now you're having to nurture it. And we nurture that seed with Mars and Cancer. The word you used I loved, Rose, was consistency. We want consistency when we're looking at Mars and Cancer because we want to feel secure with what we're seeding. We want to know that what we're initiating and what we want in our life is sustainable. Saturn, we want to know that for ourselves. We want to feel secure in our efforts. We want to feel supported by God, by source, by family, by friends. by our mission, whatever it might be. And there is all the energy in the world for you to gain that support, for you to actually get that validation or that feedback. As you said, Rose, if it's not the right choice for you, it will dissolve before your very eyes. If it is, you will immediately feel the wind at your back. You will feel uplifted with the Uranus position. It will show you you can ascend, for lack of a better word, and really, you know, climb higher on that mountain. That's a Saturn expression as well, through your efforts. You can get a bigger, broader view. You can have a greater vantage point when you make new choices about how to move forward in your future. So it's all here in the next month.
And I, again, I'll just reiterate that I think that these transits are making those choices more obvious. And so the actionable in you, for you, the most important thing to do is to recognize when it is time to let go and when it is time to go.
Wow. That is probably one of the most important things, I think, to everything you've said has been important, Rose. But because a lot of times I'll have clients that will ask me, well, how will I know? And you don't have to look under a rock over there. You won't have to, look around that corner over there. I mean, like you said, it will become very obvious. You just have to be in a very receptive place, right? Not a controlling place, not a closed place, but a very open and receptive place, and it will arrive almost as if it's standing right in front of you. You won't have to work very hard to find it. It will arrive.
Exactly. That moment will arrive. We are going to another break. We'll be right back.
Oh my goodness. See, we are laughing again. I think we might have hit 50 or 100 already in the last hour on these breaks. Good. Rose was singing to me on the break because she had this Beatles song in her head, Blackbird. You can either sing it or tell the lyrics.
Yeah.
Come on.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you've been waiting for this moment to arise.
Oh, my gosh, Rose.
One of my favorite Beatle tunes.
I got the song version. I'm sorry you guys missed that, but it was beautiful. One of these days, you're going to be singing live for us all. I'm going to encourage you to find the courage to do that. You have a beautiful voice.
That's part of my evolution, to learn to be able to get on stage with karaoke.
All right. I want to share something. It's a Pisces message. It did bring me to my knees when I heard this. And sometimes you need to be brought to your knees. I mean, whether you're watching a movie and it's reminding you of something, or reading a book, and it's this book that I've just been devouring called The Prophetess by Shalon Harkin, The Return of the Prophet from the Voice of the Divine Feminine. Everyone needs a copy. She says, an awakening. Uranus is actively involved all of April. And including right now, it is forming a sextile to Saturn. So this is about our own awakening, our own transformation. We need a more holistic, humanized, and embodied understanding of awakening, one that doesn't tempt us toward the seductive illusion of suffering's end. Awakening helps us into a new, healthier relationship with suffering, one that no longer identifies with it or puts us apart from it, but rather allows us to directly enter its heart. Whoa. The process of awakening is to be able to fully feel rather than flee. Here we find there is an old world inside us all whose wreckage is mercy. There is a way through each wound, and a temple awaits you at the bottom of your deepest tears.
Ugh, wow.
Are you kidding me? Was Aries and Pisces not just... I mean, I know. I was sobbing when I read this. Okay, I'll say the last line again. For those of you who are experiencing a dissolution of something you've loved and lived your whole life. Maybe your kids are going off to college and you're an empty nester and it's hard for you, or you're grieving the loss of a relationship and somebody just can't meet you on the path where you need to be met. Maybe you're evolving faster than they are and it's breaking your heart that they can't walk with you there. A new temple awaits you at the bottom of your deepest tears. I mean, come on, if Pisces isn't that river, or Mars in Cancer is the river that is leading you back to the sea of of tears, I don't know what is. And so allow yourself to soften. Allow yourself to grieve if you need to create space for your new beginning, for your own form of ascension or rising on the path, so you can be a beacon for others, so you can light the way for others, so you can be an example for your children, if that's what it takes. So anyway, I just wanted to share that incredible passage.
Oh, that's lovely. That's just amazing. Yeah, so appropriate. We just have a few minutes left, and we should just talk a little bit about towards the end of the month. On the 26th of April is the final Mars-Pluto opposition. This has been a cycle that's been going on since the beginning of November. We've had a triple pass just a couple days before the U.S. election, and then it was January 2nd, and now here we are on the 26th. So we're just completing all of the retrogrades. Mars moves back into Leo, where it started the retrograde at the start of May. It will clear the post-shadow period. We have Mercury ending retrograde on the 7th. And when is it back to Aries? On the 15th of April. And we have Venus ending retrograde on the 12th of April. And it is back to Aries on the 30th of April. So we have a little bit further to go this month coming up for the first half of April. But what do you say about that Mars-Pluto opposition?
Well, we will be meeting on the 24th of April, so we can even have a little more to say. I'm excited, actually, about that, because it is a throwing off of any hurdle that's or block, that barrier that's been in front of you, but whether it's self-created or something else. There is an incredible amount of power and bravery that can be accessed under this transit. In part two, because as you were talking about earlier, Saturn and Venus are traveling together still, and they will be in a new phase at that time. And transiting Mars will also be in Leo as it's opposing Pluto. It'll be trining Mercury. It'll be trining the Sun, I believe, at that time. There's plenty of solar power, solar fire energy for you to harness the confidence and the courage that you need to really go after something that does require, another level of courage. I mean, we all need courage on the path. We need courage to have the hard conversation. We need courage to go further, to move outside our comfort zone. And I do feel like it's going to be one of these transits that it will encourage you to bridle that energy, but if you don't, it will push you through the chute. It will push you through the door or out the door. So don't we all want to be co-creating our reality? Nobody wants to be told what to do or how to do it or when to do it. Take charge of this energy and really go after it, and try not to overthink things. You do have a high degree of celestial support at the same time if you have the courage to take that step.
Yes, I was just thinking as you were talking, the idea of you having courage, it's not a thought. No. It's a feeling and it's an action.
Indeed.
Right? So don't question yourself on whether you have it or not. Wait for the moment to define it for you, and then rise up to meet it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we've come.
Huh? What did you say?
I was going to say we're at the end of time today. You have a final closing thought?
I do. Just on the 24th, when you and I gather together again with your Sun in Aries and my Aries Moon, we'll be holding torches for everybody. We'll be holding the light for you all, just to shine the way forward, and hopefully we can have some more pearls and thoughts for you before that big event. And thank you again, Rose, for sharing a space with me. I always enjoy it so much.
Oh, me too. A treasure.
Thank you.
Bye for now, everyone.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KristenFontana.com.
If you're like the 8 out of 10 women that say finding genes that fit is a problem, well, your problem is solved. Lee Genes has done extensive research, and they have genes that fit. There's even an online Lee Fit Finder so you can find the right fit for you. Imagine jeans that instantly slim you with a custom fit and no gap waistband. And guys, kids, Lee has jeans for you too. Click through to Lee's Jeans on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and get what fits.
Take one step towards spirit. Spirit will take 1,000 steps toward you. Come explore the world of evolutionary astrology with Rose Marcus. Rose Marcus is well known for her heartfelt passion, sensitive counseling skills, and dedication to helping others. You can now study evolutionary astrology from the comfort of your own home through live teleconference classes with Rose. To register for the next evolutionary astrology school, to read your in-depth monthly horoscope, or to book a private astrology with Rose Marcus, please visit her website, www.rosemarcus.com.
Oh man, it never fails. My suitcase just got ripped apart.
Life is a journey. Make it a pleasant one. Use Samsonite. You know the name. For almost a century, Samsonite Luggage has proved itself to be the worldwide leader in innovative travel solutions. Let it be yours. Visit HealthyLife.net's affiliate Samsonite on our homepage and click to look at the fine luggage from suitcases to golf travel bags. And don't forget, take a look at their travel accessories. Make life a journey, a pleasant one, with Samsonite.
In college, I took a lot of history and liberal arts classes, and frankly, I don't remember much of any of it. But as an adult, I find myself engrossed in fascinating programs on the A&E and History Channel. They've pretty much helped me to be pretty impressive at social functions, and I just found out today that I can purchase DVDs of my favorite A&E and History Channel programs right through HealthyLife.net. You should visit HealthyLife.net and order your favorite A&E and History Channel program DVDs as well, and then discover how many people you can impress during your next social occasion.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.